With hits like Let's Stay Together, Tired of Being Alone, and my personal favorite, Here I Am, singer Al Green defined the soul generation in the 1970s. He's now a man of God, but Reverend Green's latest album called Lay It Down is strictly secular. Oliver Wang has this review.
There were few R&B teams more successful than Al Green and his longtime producer Willie Mitchell at High Records. Together, they created a string of definitive soul hits, and Green's first two comeback albums, after devoting himself to the Lord, were made with Mitchell. For Lay It Down, though, Green has taken a different tack, turning to James Poyser and Amir Thompson of the rap group The Roots. So you might expect Green's new album to feature scores of chart-topping guest artists and contemporary pop production, like recent efforts by Carlos Santana or bossa nova legend Sergio Mendez.
Love is everywhere, 'cause I know by the way he looks at me, 'cause the look, our love.
Unlike Mendez, Green goes in the opposite direction on Lay It Down. In the words of co-producer Thompson, this album aspires to be, quote, the true follow-up to Bell. That's Green's 1977 album, widely considered to be his last significant soul LP before turning to gospel. In a strange way, Lay It Down more resembles the retro soul stylings of such artists as Sharon Jones or Amy Winehouse, except that Green gave birth to the very trend those artists are now riffing on. Producers James Poyser and Amir Thompson do an impressive job of recapturing the crisp precision and stirring sound of the high rhythm section, except with mostly younger players. There's Thompson himself on drums, plus the well-traveled Daptone horns of Jones and Winehouse fame. But the most impressive instrument is still Green himself. Even after 40 years, his glorious voice still aches with both sensitivity and sensuality, managing to make even melancholy sound seductive.
I just met you just the other day. Everything started flowing my way. Oh, yeah. I just love you. Really, I just love you for yourself.
If the goal was to create a credible-sounding Lost Al Green album, then Lay It Down mostly succeeds. It does have that old-time loving feeling. However, in recent years, some of Green's contemporaries have taken on more daring projects, whether it's Detroit's fiery Betty LaVette covering alt-rock favorites Amy Mann and Fiona Apple, or veteran soul man Solomon Burke going country. Lay It Down isn't anywhere near as adventurous. Instead, it's more like an old recipe rediscovered. Familiar, comfortable, but not anything you haven't heard before. Yet while it's not a reinvention, it can be a satisfying reintroduction. You only need to turn on the radio to hear Green's influence on pop music. Now with his new album, listeners can dispense with the imitators and hear the originator.
When I see you, I want to love you more.
Oliver Wang is a music writer based in Los Angeles. Finally today, we say goodbye to producer Martina Castro. She's leaving Los Angeles for San Francisco. We will miss you, Martina. Good luck.
And maybe a lot of people don't know that she's been directing the show. She's fantastic. She's a great director. She's also a surfer, so we hope she'll be catching some tasty waves up north where she moves to. Bye, Martina.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.